Hello, everyone. Welcome to another great edition of the Pepper Podcast. I have my good friend today, Undress, also known as God Tier Trash. That's what he calls himself, I guess, in the community. Let me go ahead and introduce him. How are you doing today, Undress?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. Ewan, it's not God Tier Trash. It's God-like
trash. God-like trash. My apologies. I misread that. All right.
That's cool, bro. It's good.
That's good. That's good. So how have you been, man? How's 2020 been to you, man?
Oh, man, best year of my life, bro. You don't understand.
Yeah, man, I get that. You know, I don't like people, so I like staying home all day.
Oh, yeah, man, introverts have it so good right now.
Yep.
But actually, I'm doing pretty good compared to the average person. Like, my family hasn't gotten affected at all through this pandemic. The only thing that's bad that's happened to me personally is that I lost one of my jobs temporarily, but it's not like I needed it. It was just more so like, damn, I can't just like rack up money.
Right. I get you.
I still have my other job, and then my other job has got me a raise. So I'm like, you know, I can't really be complaining just because it could be so much worse. But at the same time, you know, if I could ask for one, like, I would take it, but you know, can't complain.
Right. But you're not like struggling. You're not like starving to death or anything, right?
Oh, no. If anything, I'm eating all the time. I'm just being home all day. I'm just like, since I'm like, home, like the kitchen is right there or something. It's like
I meant like you're not going broke.
Oh no. Right, like, I'm actually serious. Image, I'm like, sometimes I'm just bored. I'm just like, I just want to eat just because I'm bored.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I'm like, damn. I lost quite a bit of weight before the pandemic, and now I'm kind of gaining it back. So
yeah, I think everyone's gonna gain a lot of weight. Like once the gyms start opening, well, they have started opening up, but once like everything starts going back to normal, a lot of people are gonna have to like regret their choices as they were stuck at home, bunkering all day with their snacks. I can tell you, I probably gained a decent amount of weight, I'm still working. I don't know. I'm a little bit envious. I wish I could get away from work a little bit. Work for me on my end has been very stressful. But they did cut our hours in the beginning. It was kind of crazy, though, because I was looking back and I was like, man, like I would have never thought, like just for clarification, I'm not going to exactly say what my job was, but I didn't think my hours were going to get cut, but they were at one point. And it was sort of like a blessing in disguise where I was like looking at, man, I spend a lot of time at work and I don't have any time for myself. That's why I'm kind of hoping that this podcast and my Twitch and YouTube thing will pop off so I could do my own thing. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm happy that you're doing good. I'm happy that your family hasn't been affected. My family has been fine. No one has been infected or anything. Work has been coming and going for everyone. But you know, I guess I should be kind of grateful that I still have, you know, 40-hour a week job, because a lot of people I know are, I think in my group of friends, I don't think I none of my friends have been working 40 hours. So it's definitely been a hard time for everyone. But
it also depends on like I also have like a group of friends that are working still. It also depends like what department they are. Like if it's an essential workplace,
right?
Like I know your job is not essential, so I'm not surprised by the fact that your hours got cut off. My hours got cut off, but the thing is that both of my jobs were essential, but I got temporarily laid off in one of them. So even if you're working at an essential store, like nothing is really guaranteed. You just gotta take what you can.
No, absolutely. I was telling this to actually someone at my job. I told him that, like, you know, this year has kind of proved the point that if you ever wanted to be a self-made man, like you want to be self-employed, run your business and stuff like that, this was the year to prove that point. Because, you know, I never thought in my job I was ever going to get my hours cut, because like, well, I'm needed. There's no way in hell they're going to need me at home. But it did happen. And I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. And yeah,
2020 is like, you're right, in which this is a year that like, you have to prove to yourself that this was, if you can like live all your by yourself, you know, without any help from like the government or help from like an employer, or for most people, this is a rude awakening in which like,
right,
my livelihood, like in the snap of a finger, is gone, and
yeah,
you can't do much about it. Thankfully, I'm lucky that, you know, I still have a livelihood. My life is pretty much kind of the same. It's almost the same as pre-corona, but for a lot of people, their lives are like it financially ruined, and even worse, even people who are stuck at home all day, like it's really bad mentally, because like for a lot of people, work is their livelihood, it's their pride, it's like their blood, sweat, and tears. And if you remove that causes a lot of psychological problems.
Yeah, I think that the best thing to do is just like pick up a hobby, like when you're at home, like learn an instrument, learn something, read. Just find something to do, because when the Rona happened, I was just like, oh, okay, so now I need to know if something happens like this again, I have to know, like, okay, what's my next plan of action? What else can I be doing with my time? But, you know, it's just crazy to me. Like, man, we're already in mid-August at this point, and it's been like this since March. Oh, it's even before March, but, like, the fact that, like, it's settled into me is like, man, we're so close to October already. And
oh yeah, time is going by so fast. At the same time, I'm like, I don't think no one's complaining, because like I'm pretty sure we all just want to press the skip button and just go to 2021 already.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just hope that the following year gets better, man. Gets better.
Since we're on the topic of this, I've been telling people, like, if this pandemic never happened, how would you imagine your 2020 being like? Like, what did you have in plan, or what did you think might have happened?
Well, if you were to ask me that question, I would. There's a lot of things in the book. Like, I New Year's resolutions. I know you're not the biggest for that. You always believe that everyone should just improve when they just want to. They shouldn't wait for a year, which I agree and I understand. I had like a lot of things in plan. Like, I was gonna go to the gym. I was going to get myself mentally better. I was going to find new employment, things like that. But to me, I was like, when the whole pandemic hit, a lot of people lost their hours, a lot of jobs. I was just like, man, I don't want to take any chances right now, because, you know, I should be grateful that I have a job, because I know plenty of my friends don't have jobs right now. They're struggling. They either just started a new job and the company didn't need them and they just got laid off. And I was like, okay, this year I'm going to do a lot of changes. But now I'm kind of like, okay, conserve mode, save the money, be grateful, clock in when you need to, take your vacation time if you can. Like, I already used my vacation time for in August, because I'm like, you know, screw it. I'm stressed. I need to take a break. I need to get away from people. I need to get away from my job. And I just told myself, like, okay, I'm just going to wait it out and see how the economy picks up. And now, thankfully, the economy is starting to cook back up again, because now there's jobs centered around the pandemic where it's like, okay, you know, if a job is no longer available, you just make a new job to replace it. Now, granted, I'm not saying that unemployment is no longer a thing. It's still in high skyrocketing numbers nowadays. But, you know, there's still a little bit of hope. Like, a lot of more companies are saying, like, okay, we could now try this new remote thing now. So I could apply for places that are looking for remote work, which I'm totally down with, man. I don't mind sitting in front of my computer desk on hours on end, on my time, you know?
So you think that your 2020 would have kind of gone the same way, except with some, you're just adding things to your schedule, like it's going to the gym, starting
school. Oh yeah. You know, just like working on other things, like start growing, like this thing, for example. Like, I'm glad that I finally got around to working this podcast thing. I've been wanting to do it. Granted, there's some minor setbacks here and there. I got to still get a good lineup of guests, and maybe I might start getting some recurring guests by late October. But you know, I'm glad I finally got started with this, you know, because, you know, like I said before, people like to talk, saying like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that. But like, fine, but show me you want to do it. I have coworkers and friends that constantly say, I want to do this, that. But I'm like, okay, I'm hearing you, but I'm not seeing anything. You know, so I said, all right, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to dedicate some time into doing it. Like, lately I've been, I know it's really unhealthy, but I've been so fascinated. Are you aware of the term wage slave or wage cucking?
Yeah.
I just been watching a lot of them by, you know, Prince Zimbabwe, Blazer, I think his name is Blazer or something. You know, I find those comics and those videos like kind of like depressingly ironic, where it's like, man, that looks really depressing. Then I look at my environment, I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to like get out of that, you know, because I think that like working 40 hours a week is like, you know, it's soul crushing, especially when like people say like it's not just 40 hours. It's coming home from work, constantly worried about work, where you work, stuck in traffic and things like that. And that's why I want to like make this grow, because I always want to work in a job where I feel like I'm personally improving myself. Because when I go to work at most jobs, man, I don't care if I'm entry level. At this point, I'm like, look, I'm not striving to be the best. I'm just striving to get my 8 hours and get the fuck out. Like, I never been like, oh, I want this company's my future. I'm going to grow in this. I never cared. I never absolutely cared. I've rejected promotions because I simply don't want the more responsibility. So,
but your 2020 just kind of would have been sort of the same, just with better improvements and your personal life.
Yeah. I mean, like it's you know, I was like looking for like new decade. Let's get the show on the road. And granted, I'm glad I got one of my resolutions. Well, not resolutions, but one of my motivations started. So
that's good. Well, like, at least you made some progress this year in some regards.
Right. No, I mean, like, again, you know, it's a burden right now, but I mean, it's trying. I mean, hell, and you know, to be fair, this kind of could be a blessing in disguise. A lot of the guests I have are just readily available right now. They're just like, hey, I mean, I got nothing else to do. Let's do the show for a bit. I'm like, hey, man, dope. Let's do it.
Well, for sure, for me, 2020 is truly, it is a blessing in disguise. Because originally, 2020 was supposed to be a big year for me, because, I know you're aware of this, but, I started a YouTube channel in January, and I was really investing a lot of time, energy, and money into it. But then once the my YouTube channel is called Optimal SD, and it's like video game related, but mostly like Smash. Then because of the pandemic, I'm like, oh, I lost not only did I lose motivation to do the YouTube channel, but then also like I couldn't do certain things on YouTube channel because the things I covered required me covering stuff that was happening in real life. Of people gathering like gaming tournaments, but those aren't happening anymore. So I lost my main source of content. So I just lost all motivation, and I thought, damn, like this was supposed to be my year. Throughout most of 2019, I thought, oh, like for sure, 2020 is going to be a brand new start. Obviously, brand new decade. So I wanted to really wanted to go out of a bang, but now I couldn't. But it's a blessing in disguise because now 2021 is going to even be a bigger year because I have even more ideas in the pipeline. Right.
You just have to adapt. You just have to realize that, like, you know, things eventually the well will get blocked or situations will happen, and you just got to be like, okay, if I can't do this, I have to find something else to do.
Yeah, the next 2 years, the 2021 and 2022, is really going to solidify like next transition in my life. Like, these are going to be transitional years. I'm gonna once the pandemic blows over, I'm gonna start my own gaming company. I'm gonna be running tournaments.
Okay. Yeah, I remember you told me about that. How's that coming along?
Well, I have to wait for the pandemic to be over. But yeah, until then, I'm just I was buying equipment. Like, I was buying a bunch of monitors, a bunch of gaming systems, a bunch of gaming accessories, games for those systems. And now, like, let's just say if the pandemic was over now, I would be able to run the events that I want to because I have the equipment ready.
Right, and that's a good thing. You should definitely, when the iron is hot, you know, strike it, man. Like, that's a good thing, man. Like, that's a great idea. You know, just brainstorm those ideas.
I never had this idea before the pandemic. I got this idea during the lockdown because I always imagined myself running events or organizing events, but I just never, like, you know, bothered to like invest any time and energy or money into it. But because of this pandemic, I just got the idea, and I wasted like virtually all my life, my savings on buying these equipment. But now I have to, like, you know, I have to get all that money back when this pandemic's over, when I run my businesses,
when you make the profit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's a good idea. I mean, just like, I'll be like, okay, you know, I'm kind of stuck right now. I can't run these tournaments yet, but, you know, once this whole thing blows over, you know, you could just now do it. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Smash players out there that are like, can't stand Ultimate's online servers. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be itching to get back into the competitive scene.
Well, that's anything regarding social, like anything regarding social gatherings is going to be high in demand just because. Either like, you know, concerts,
dude, everything, man. I'm itching to go to. Dude, I was about to say, man, I am itching to go back to conventions, man. Like when this whole pandemic started, I was like, man, this is gonna suck. That's why I'm like taking my vacation now, because like, fuck it, there's nothing to do. Like there's nothing, like every event that could happen this throughout 2020, because a lot of these events have to be planned like months in advance, you know. So they have to be like, okay, if this pandemic isn't gone 4 months from now, we have to cancel, because we're not gonna pull out too late, because we're gonna lose a lot more money. I mean, the last event that I was probably thinking about going to was the FF14 fan festival. Even though I don't even play the game, I don't even have the sub anymore. I might pick it up later when I'm back on vacation. But I was thinking like, okay, maybe all these conventions are done, but hey, we could go to California or Vegas. I think it's in California. And we could try out this like Final Fantasy convention. Like that's kind of dope. But then when they announced their cancel, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to use my vacation time right now, because might as well use it.
Same on my boat. Like literally everything I had planned for this year got canceled. Less than a week ago, the last event that I had planned on going to this year got canceled because, oh, we're 4 months away from December. And, you know, it's already too close to call for an organized event. We had to cancel. And not only that, like, even the stuff that's happening, even the social gatherings that are planned to be happening early next year, they're not guaranteed either.
No.
So that's what I'm saying, that, like, oh, like, my gaming business will be really, I predict it will be doing really well from the get-go, just because social gatherings, everyone's gonna want that. Even like introverted people that are like, hey, like, you know, they've just been at home for like an entire calendar year, a whole 365 days. So even like every walks of life are just gonna want to get out of their house.
Yeah, and I'm just more curious to see like, how's everyone going to transition out of like being stuck all day after being terrified of the virus, you know?
Well, you're definitely still going to have people scared or.
I think that there's going to be people like still like trying to readjust a way of life. Like, let's just assume that tomorrow Rona was gone. Like, just everything was fine. We found the cure. You could get vaccinated. But unfortunately, this is America. So there's going to be some dumbass on Facebook, Karen, who's going to be like, oh, this vaccination's actually going to give you Chinese spyware. Because, you know, there's going to be people like that. I mean, if you could see all the assholes who don't want to wear masks in public areas. Thanks, asshole. I think that, like, people are like, I mean, again, you and me, we're kind of like, okay, let's just wear masks, wash our hands, be clean and stuff. But then there's people out there who are absolutely petrified. Like, I have people I know that just have to wear gloves everywhere they go. They have to wear a face shield, a face mask, goggles, everything. And
That's not necessarily my biggest concern, because like those people who are scared, like they're taking precaution. Now you know, what's in their head may not be the safest thing to do, because they're doing it out of fear instead of doing it because like they're optimistic. But that's not what scares me. What scares me is probably something that no one really talks about, is not necessarily like the social aspect of like trying to adjust the social, but the dependency. What I mean by dependency is everyone's just been home all day. Now, what do they do to distract themselves? Obviously, we live in the 21st century where, like, we're always on our phones, we're always on the internet, we're always on something, an electrical device.
Right.
And we've been doing that, like, 24-7 since March, well, for most people. And once this pandemic blows over, and then when we go back to a new normalcy, like, you know, go back to everyday life, people will still be glued to their phones, even more so than pre-pandemic. And it was already bad pre-pandemic. I think it'll be even worse post-pandemic.
I mean, I just argue that there's always been a social media dependency. I mean, like, now we're losing TikTok because Trump said so. So now we're just going to get all those people over to other sources.
Oh, no, it's not necessarily, I'm not talking about just social media. Like, TikTok is already, like, you know, that's a charity on top of this huge, huge Sunday.
Yeah. But
it's just using the phone for everything, or using any electrical, like, not necessarily like worrying about like the person-to-person interaction, but always on your electrical device, no matter it be on your phone, on your Apple Watch, on your tablet. And to me, that's very I find it very sad, because not only, well, I've seen this for a while now, but it's just sad in my perspective, because I never I use the phone a little less than like the average Gen Z person. Mm-hmm. So like especially now since using the phone is actually really bad for my health, my physical health. So I'm trying to distance myself with how much I use my phone. But then when I see everybody else using it, like, literally more than, like they people spend more time on the phone than with their families. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah, like, time to put the phone down. Yeah, I get you. Like, enjoy the moment, you know. It's just like, no, you don't have to take a picture of everything unless it's like a memory you need. No, you don't need to put it on Twitter. No, you don't need to go. Like, just put the phone down. Enjoy your time with the people you love, because, you know, things could happen and then you can't see them. You know, I get where you're coming from. Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm like with my phone, I just put my phone on my nightstand as soon as I get home, and I don't touch it for anything unless I'm leaving or I need to watch something on the shit or when I, like on YouTube or something. So I get where you're coming from. I just can't wait to, like, you know, once everything settles down, events could happen, cons can happen. Meeting up with people is now safe and whatnot. But yeah, I get you. I get you.
But no, like 2021. Well, not maybe not the entirety of 2021, but like 2021 and 2022. Oh man, those are gonna be such. If everything goes, everything plans well from, you know, my end, it's gonna be so much fun. Like a lot of fun years, or like a lot. It's really exciting.
Right. I wish you good health, man. I think that's going to be great. I'll tell you one thing, though. For the last couple of days, I've been watching a lot of, like, esports stuff. Like, you know, because I've been missing, like, man, I miss tournaments. Like, I just miss, like, local tournaments. And, like, now that all these big tournaments are now going online with, like, fighting games, with the choices of games they pick with very questionable net code. It's just been like, man, I'm not even remotely excited now. I mean, I'm glad that, like, Melee got robot neck code through the community, which is, I haven't tried it myself, but it sounds like it works really, really, really good. So I think that's kind of dope. But man, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I have a couple friends, like, shout out to my boy Soul. He does online tournaments for Grand Blue and Cross Tag Battle, in which I enjoy them. But, you know, there's something about just like the event feel, you know, like just having the audience, the hype, the excitement and stuff like that. Like, I miss that a lot, you know, and I just miss that, you know. And I don't know how I feel about, like, with Evo doing a whole online thing. Like, on one hand, I'm like, okay, we need to have Evo, but on the other hand, like, does it really count if everything's online nowadays?
It doesn't count for, like, rankings, but there's still a level of pressure that you feel, but it's not the same
environment. But you gotta, like, factor in such a, like, X factor, like the internet. Like, hell, even my internet, I don't know if you probably noticed this, but I think a lot of people have been getting a lot of shittier internet lately because suddenly everyone's at home now, right? So everyone's using the internet at the same time. And there's just been weeks where, like, my internet will flip-flop up, down, left, right, especially after recent Warzone updates. My game will be completely unplayable. And it just drove me crazy. And I was just like, man, what do I do? So
I know started... how you feel because I live in an apartment complex, so I have people literally living on top of me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, during the daytime, everyone's awake. So everyone's using Wi-Fi or the internet at the same time. Now, luckily, well, I don't know if this is good or bad because it's more bad on my end, but, like, because of the pandemic, my sleeping schedule is absolute shit. I sleep like I sleep at 6 or 7 in the morning. But the only good thing because of that means I'm using the internet when everyone's asleep. So that means I have really good internet at night.
So, no, yeah, yeah, I get you. That I can relate to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you've been dealing with that for years now.
Me? Oh, dude, it's been horrible, man. I'm telling you, like, you don't get it, man. Like, today I woke up and I was like, all right, what's the clock? Because I know we were going to do this thing at 4 p.m. And I was like, okay, I told my Google, like, hey, wake me up at 3 o'clock, and so I could go wake up, grab some breakfast, and then I'm ready, right? But I woke up around like 2-ish o'clock and I was like, wait, what's up? And I used to, like, wake up with headaches if I had to wake up early on my days off. But today I woke up like, hey, I'm not, you know, I slept really good. I got a good amount of sleep. Okay, I'm good. Let me just grab some breakfast, get myself freshened up. Everything will be fine. And yeah, man, like, on my days off, my sleep schedule is fucking rolled, steamrolled bad. Like, I'll wake up at, like, let's see, 7 o'clock in the 7 o'clock at evening at this point. And I'll just, like, grab a bite to eat and be like, oh man, I'm really sleepy all of a sudden. So I would, like, go.
Yeah, I'm dealing with the exact same problem too.
I just also, like, will go back to sleep, and then I'll wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I can't sleep. And now I've adopted the doomer personality of like just getting in my car, driving late at night until I get tired, and then just be like, all right, go back to bed. Don't get me wrong, it's therapeutic as hell. Like, to me, like, I just get in my car, don't even put any music. If it rains, oh baby, that just adds to it. And I just like drive, man. I drive for like 30 minutes to an hour, just pick a location, drive back, and just be like, no, that was good for me. I needed some time to think.
I'd probably do the same thing, except I would go somewhere with a good view.
That too, yeah.
I'd go somewhere with a good view, not drive, smoke a joint. And if it rains, oh, that adds to like the vibe a little bit. Well, I won't be driving under the influence. I'll just like pick a place to stop.
Don't worry, Mom. He's not gonna be under the influence when he's driving. He's a good boy.
Another problem that comes with like our horrible sleeping schedule. Well, actually, it's not a problem. Well, it's good and bad. What's good is what's bad about it is obviously we feel like shit. Mm-hmm. The good thing that comes out of it is I personally think that because of this horrible sleeping schedule I have, time is going by extremely fast. Like it's already August 10 by the time we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
I legit thought shit, we're in August. I thought we were in June. At the same time, that's good because obviously, like, we just want to be done with 2020.
Yeah, I just want the virus to be over. I don't really care about 2020. Me, in my opinion, like, 2020 hasn't been, like, the only bad thing about the year in my book has just been, well, aside from political matters on the side, it's just the Rona. Like, I think that if the Rona ended tomorrow, I think my year will be fine, hopefully.
Well, my year wouldn't be bad. It would just be very uneventful. Like, nothing happening, nothing bad happening. But it's nothing remarkable. Where like, let's just say it's 2050, and I'm like 53. I'm in my 50s. When I'm looking back, I'm thinking, oh, what are some like notable moments of my youth? And I'll be thinking, oh, 2020 is definitely not like anything to be worthwhile.
Aside from surviving.
Well, I wasn't really put in danger because even though we live in a bad county, in the part of the county that we live, it's not too bad. But I'll just be thinking, when I'm old and thinking about my youth, I'll just be thinking nothing of 2020 is because, like, it's unremarkable. Obviously, I'll be thinking about it only because it was a significant year internationally for the whole world. But nothing personally where, like, oh, yeah, like, I did this. I traveled to, like, this country. I met the love of my life or, like, something like that. Like, nothing, absolutely nothing of sorts worthwhile to remember personally. That's something I really hate about this year is just nothing worthwhile, nothing eventful.
Yeah, I think it's just like everyone who had like big dreams of things they wanted to do, they just have to like put the brakes on because it's like, I want to do this thing, but the world won't let me do this one thing right now because we're kind of in a panic.
Yeah, like the only thing that I can, realistic thing I can do, because I have many projects that works, because the only thing I can do right now is streaming. The other like three projects I have, I can't because it requires me to go places.
To be in person. Yeah. I mean, that's just the thing, man. Like right now, the best advice I could tell you is just like, you know, think about like, okay, I can't do this thing, but I could do these other things while I'm at home. So then later, once you get all those other things done and once the states and the country start opening up again and everything starts to cool down, you know, you could just go hop in and be like, all right, I'm a field. I'm ready. Let's get this thing done and over with. And, you know, you could kind of build off of that momentum, you know?
Well, that's one way I can make progress with my other projects that I can't do right now.
Right.
Do as much as I can right now before going out. So, for example, like, obviously, my gaming business example is obviously, okay, I bought all the equipment I need, mm-hmm. so I don't have to worry about that. The other project is, okay, I'm in a band. So, right now, the only thing we can do right now is learn songs, and then practice occasionally. So then when the pandemic's over, oh, we can start playing. We can start playing playing places.
Okay.
That's like the only progress we can make right now, but it's better than nothing.
Right. But can you at least release the music like on digital platforms and stuff in the meantime?
Yeah, like that's what I'm doing right now. I'm recording I'm recording music right now, and then once everything's done, I can just release it. So then by the time we start playing venues or events, I can be like, oh, like we have music released right now.
Right.
We made some progress during the pandemic.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about your world tour scheduling at that point.
Well, I'm not going to travel the whole world, but...
I mean, dream big, man. Dream big.
Well, I am. I have a lot of things in store.
You know what? Actually, so let's go ahead and get into a lighter term for a bit. So, you know, tell me more about your, like, plans. Because I know you had, like, a YouTube channel. It was called Optimal SD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mainly Smash news and stuff, and with the pandemic that happened and the recent calling that's been going on the Smash community, I am really worried about the future of the competitive scene of Smash Brothers. A lot of prominent players were outed out, unfortunately.
I was considering maybe covering that on my channel, but I'm just thinking I don't want to add fuel to this fire. And also, I just don't have the motivation, even though the... Well, from my perspective, it has no effect on me. So this is like right. Kind of like, you know, kind of like a story to me. I personally don't feel anything about it, so it doesn't really affect my YouTube channel or like my plans in the future.
Right, but you know, it's still just news. I mean, you're not like just because you're reporting it or talking about it doesn't mean that you're feeling the fire. You're just talking about it. And I'm sure, like, our audience knows what's been going on lately, if you've been even remotely into the Smash community. And I personally have been following bits and pieces of it, mainly through, like, people reading the accounts to me back, because there's a lot of Google Docs on the situation, but a lot of people just kind of, like, not narrowed it, but they kind of, like, summarized it for me. And, man, I'm really worried and curious about, like, the future of like Smash Brothers competitively, mainly in the public.
I'm kind of confused. You said, "Oh, let's go to a lighter note," but this is probably even worse.
I know. Though I know you don't want to talk. I know you don't want to like dwell on it. But I'm just saying is that like I'm more interested in like what's going to be the future for Smash Brothers, and that leads into your question. When you said that you're talking about like reporting Smash news again once I'm assuming that the venues start opening up, tournaments start.
I think I might not do that
anymore. You don't want to keep doing Smash news anymore.
Because it's so much. I have to pump out work so fast when it happens, and I'm usually not free on Sundays. I usually work, so I have to work extremely fast. And then when I pump it out, it doesn't come out the way I want it because like I rush.
You're kind of rushed, yeah. Because it's a news story. You have to be on top of that, you know.
Yeah. So I might not do it anymore. Honestly, I might. I still travel to like events, but doing Smash News, I don't know. I'll think about it. Especially since now, the room in which I recorded my Smash News used to be my brother's room, and now he moved back with us because he had to because of the pandemic. He was affected. Now I have no room to like record
the studio to film. Yeah, no, I get you. That's a good point, man. Because like. You know, when you told me you want to do the whole like Smash News thing, like, okay, that's kind of dope. I think that's going to be interesting. But, you know, with the pandemic that hit and then, you know, you got to be on top of it because, like, you know, right now it's not your full-time job. It is a hard thing to do. Like, just to report news is very difficult. And, like, you kind of have to, like, rush it through because if you don't report it literally in the same day, you might as well not even do it. So, I mean, I'd be down with it, man. I mean, I always told you that, like, if you need a guy to come with you and help you film your events and stuff, shit, man, I'll be your roadie. I love doing things like that. Maybe you should do, like, Smash, like, kind of like analysis videos. Like, maybe you could talk about, like, certain things, like the environment or maybe the game, the game. You know what I'm saying? Well, like,
now I'm, I don't know, because I kind of like move from one thing to another too quickly. Right. And now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I won't put that much focus on the YouTube channel. I'll just focus more on streaming because not only is it less work, it's all real. Like, there's no script. It's just like, oh, it's just me in front of a camera doing whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I recommend you do both. If you want my opinion, I think you should do both.
I will do both. It is that I need to prioritize one over the other, and I think I would rather prioritize Twitch.
I mean, the reason why I'm telling you this is because if you're looking to grow, and this is just for if anybody out here is listening to what I'm saying, if you ever typed in on Google and typed in how to grow on Twitch, everyone will tell you that the system of Twitch is very difficult to grow in general. It's just I don't know if you're ever okay.
Oh yeah,
Andres, let me ask you something. Have you ever browsed a game on Twitch before? Just typed in any game.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay, so when you for anybody out there who's never has, because I know plenty of people who I swear have never looked up a streamer in their life on Twitch. They just go to a YouTube channel and then the Twitch and they say, oh, this YouTuber has a Twitch channel, so I'm gonna go follow him, because there's people like that. I like to experiment sometimes when I'm bored and none of my favorite streamers are on. I'll just be like, okay, let me look up a game. Okay, what game? Apex, let's pick that out. And then I have to like scroll down for a bit. The way how Twitch is set up is that if you're the most popular streamer with the most views at that particular moment, you'll be on the top of that list. And then when you go down, it's less and less people. But how many people you think are out there with only one or zero viewers? A lot. So I had to tell that with my friends. Like, listen, if you want to grow, you need to spread your platform a little bit more wide on multiple things. It doesn't even just have to be YouTube. It could be Twitch. It could be YouTube. It could be TikTok if you want to. Some people do it that way. I think that...
Well, another reason why I just can't prioritize YouTube is because I have all these other projects. Like, oh, I can't just put a lot of my eggs in one of these baskets. No, like a bunch of my eggs are in a whole different bunch of baskets. So
yeah. I mean, like, look at it like this, man. I have three pillars. I always tell people my business plan is three pillars: podcasting, which is this, Twitch, and YouTube. So what I do is I put my podcast on Anchor, which is our sponsor. Thank you, Anchor, for putting my podcast on your platform. I really love Anchor. Anchor puts my stuff on Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcast. It puts it on everything on itself, right? But I also get the podcast and then I upload it on my YouTube channel, and then I would promote it on my Twitter, and then I would promote it on other sites. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, hear me out for a minute. When you do your little Smash tournament thing, right? Record it, put it on YouTube. Maybe put your replays. Maybe put like top crazy moments.
That's what I'm planning. Like, I'm gonna buy a streaming laptop dedicated solely for the event.
Right.
I'm gonna record as much as, well, not every single match, but as much as possible. And then, like, top eight, I would have like two commentators. And
right.
Once everything, I would just upload it on YouTube.
Right, no, absolutely. No, and even then, you could always just, like, commission for work. Like, hell, the guy who does my graphics for my channel and everything is one guy. I just DM him every once in a while. I say, hey, I need a graphic for this. Thank you so much. Boom, save me the trouble. Hell, I'm going to make him do a graphic for one of my videos soon, and for a thumbnail for one of my videos, and say, hey, I need to offload the work a little bit. So, you know, I don't expect you to do all this at once, and I get it. It's hard for just a one-man thing, but like you said, you plan on making this to grow. You want to get more employees. You want to get a commentating crew. You might even get an editing crew. You might even get a production team. I know, dreaming big here for a minute, but everything starts small. I mean, games get done quick, started in some guy's basement. Look where it is right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't even say that. It's kind of like, it's not universally loved right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, debatable. But my point is, though, that small things happen. I mean, Bill Gates, okay, let's put it like this. Bill Gates started his company in his office. I mean, not in his office, in his basement. No, in his garage. So did Steve Jobs. Small. They started small, but then they grew, and look where they are right now.
Steve Jobs is dead.
Yeah, obviously. he's dead, but his company is still thriving. But yeah, you know, that's just what I'm saying, man. Like, just look at it like this. If you're just only going to grow on Twitch, it's going to be harder. So word of advice for anybody out there who's watching this right now, please don't just like stream on the same thing over and over again. Look at what you're doing and be like, okay, what am I doing wrong? How do I get more people to watch me? You know, like, shame.
I feel like I'm not showing the whole picture. Like, okay, so far you have two ideas. There's Twitch streaming,
uh-huh,
and then there's a gaming channel, but that's not everything that I'm doing.
Oh yeah, so,
like, I have those two things.
Right, I imagine you have more things in the framework. Right.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna make another YouTube channel that's like anime related, because I don't want having just one channel with everything on it. I probably wanted to separate all my hobbies into like different channels. So I'm gonna have a channel for like anime related content, because that's what I'm into. But then also I'm gonna have like a third YouTube channel based off the band that I'm in. The band that I'm in is like a cover band. We're gonna play like Japanese music.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think nowadays people make, like, multiple YouTube channels anymore. That was, like, a thing back in the early days. You remember when every channel had, like, Tobuscus 1, Tobuscus 2, Remember that was a thing back then? I don't think a YouTube does that. That's
Well, I'm doing this because I don't want to have everything in just everything in one. Because like, what if like I get copyright strike and then my channel is separately down? That means everything in that channel is gone, or I can't do anything. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
I don't know. You know what? I don't want to correct you, but I have a feeling that if that happens, you might be like kind of in a problem where like your entire channels could get screwed over because they might just figure out you own multiple channels. I'm not sure. But...
because then like if I violate the community guidelines of YouTube in one channel, that doesn't mean that the other channels will be fucked just because those I did not violate rules in these other
channels.
Be
careful. Well, I would say you're more paranoid about copyright strikes, not community strikes. You know, honestly, well, though, you have to.
Is any like anything of a regard in a strike?
Yeah. No, I get you, man. I mean, like, I think you probably remember like all the YouTube channels that were just getting removed or straight up banned or just gone. Like, I remember you watch I Hate Everything.
No.
Well, he told a similar story, and I you know, that's a scary thought, man. He gave this perfect analogy when his channel got shut down. I think it was during the Cool Cat saga. Was he described it that imagine you're like a doctor or you're a construction worker. And you just come into work one day and the building that you've been working on for years and years and years is just suddenly not there. The lot is completely empty. That's what it's like when you lose a YouTube channel. You just wake up one day and the job that you've been working in for all this time is just suddenly gone. And then you have to like fight to get your channel back up in the website. So
that's a great way of like comparing it. Now, yeah. the only thing that would make it different on the internet is that like, you don't just have like this whole one building to yourself. You also have many different places to go to. So like, let's just say, that your YouTube channel got tracked down. It's terminally banned. But you did have a Patreon before that. You can still rely on Patreon or Subscribestar or any other venue, any other place.
OnlyFans.
Like, you know, yeah, even that too. Like or even Twitch or Facebook gaming.
Like, no, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, like it's kind of sucks to get like, you know, it's that like I can imagine that like feeling of like working all these years into one site, dedicating all your time, money, effort into one thing. And then just waking up one day and just like a good example, Dr. Disrespect, you know, he's back now. He's now on YouTube, which I'm very happy. And to this day, he says he still doesn't know why Twitch banned him out of nowhere. They just straight up banned this guy after signing him on a millions of dollar contract, and they just got rid of him just like that.
And, he profited at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you know, that's still like disheartening, you know. I mean like look at Mixer, for example.
Mixer and what Twitch did, they're both the same. They're both set a similar premise where like they both paid like Ninja and Disrespect respectfully multiple millions of dollars, but then out of nowhere they stopped doing it within reason or without reason. Now they benefit from this because they're not reliable to a contract, but they still got all that money. And the
I don't know exactly how that works. I don't know if the money is, you know, kind of debated. Again, he hasn't really dived into it, but it's still like, it's not just always about money, man.
They signed it, and like they were promised money. So I'm assuming they got the money.
I assume so too.
I'm just gonna assume they got the money. Like, okay, they got the money. They benefited. But then now, what is Mixer and Twitch setting a precedent for? They're setting that like, Mixer, like obviously, like it was hard to profit off of. So like they just tell everybody to go to Facebook Gaming. But then Twitch is a problem in which they can just like literally snap their fingers and then you're gone without any reason.
They Thanos you. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and like that's really scary because many people depend like on, or their money depends on like on Twitch, like because of Twitch they can like, you know, they pay the bills, they can put food on the table, feed the kids, and if out of nowhere they have no
you
Twitch channel,
woke up one day and just, hey, your channel's gone. We're not gonna tell you why, but it's just gone. You know, and you know, you bring that up. It's like, well, Dr. Disrespect and Ninja made money out of it. True. But what about all the people on Mixer who weren't that. Maybe some young bright eye streamer saw their, you know, big fan, their big fans of Ninja say, hey, Ninja got signed up with this new streaming company. It's backed by Microsoft. It can't go wrong, right? And then they sign up with
I don't know if something similar happened to the app DLive. I know they paid a lot of money for PewDiePie to be there.
Wait, PewDiePie was on what?
DLive. They paid
DLive. Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Is that still around?
I don't know. I don't know if it was the same situation as Mixer. That up.
Damn, I completely forgot DLive even existed.
They paid PewDiePie like they paid PewDiePie a lot of money. But now PewDiePie is back on YouTube. Now I don't know what happened.
I mean, there was a similar thing that happened. Like, one of my favorite streamers is Deller. I love Deller. I've just picked up his vocabulary lately. Like, unironically, I'll just say, my internet got rolled, or what a fucking Howard. You know, I've been watching this guy all the time. He's a great streamer. I looked up his story for a bit, and I was like wondering, like, hey, I remember Deller was on Twitch. Whatever happened to him? And then there was like a long story where like he got banned for saying one thing to a girl, and then Twitch said, all right, we're gonna go ahead and put you on timeout for a couple months, and then right when you're done, we'll give you back your sub button so you can start making money again. And then like on the last day of his announcement of being on suspension, they just banned him outright. And he like begged, and he's like, hey, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything. I didn't hurt myself. What happened, you know? And so now he's doing pretty good on YouTube. So I think this is going to be interesting, because YouTube gaming is starting to become a little bit more incentivized right now. I'm seeing a lot of people like flip-flop between Twitch and YouTube, where it's like, okay, I already have a fan base on YouTube, and not a lot of people want to hop over on Twitch. And YouTube, I think YouTube added a new guideline where you can't make videos anymore telling people to go to another streaming platform. So it motivates more people, because if you're on YouTube, people already are subscribed to you. And so they'll get much more easier notifications versus on Twitch, where Twitch, you have to like open up your email, and then they'll email you letting you know, hey, the streamer's now live, or unless you have the app on your phone to let you know.
But you know, it's the same as YouTube. Like, you have to download an app, you have to follow and click the notification, just like YouTube, to let you know.
Right. No, I get that. But how many people casually open up Twitch more than YouTube? I mean,
because Twitch is very well known for gaming, and it's not only gaming, but like it's pretty much the face of Twitch. While
streaming in general.
No, but it's very well known for gaming.
Oh yeah, Twitch, yeah.
YouTube is more universal. It's practically replaced television.
I mean, yeah, but no, but like my thing. What I mean by that is like, okay, have you been to Just Chatting, Arts and Crafts, like podcasting? There's like,
more for gaming.
Yeah, but there's people out there who stream like there's a guy I saw who like works in his backyard and like cuts wood all day. Super sweet guy. He just streams himself.
I know that people go there for like cooking or just doing like, you know, everyday trivial stuff. Mm-hmm. He's talking about like what Twitch is known for.
I get that.
It's universal.
Right. No, I get what you mean. Yeah, I get you what you mean. I'm just looking it up right now. YouTube Live. I think it's just called YouTube Gaming, though, so that's probably why. Gaming, YouTube. Yeah, so if I pull this up right now, okay. How do you, like, okay, so to pull up YouTube Gaming, you have to, like, there's no obvious way to pull this up. Oh, well, anyways.
I do see what you mean by, like, I've been seeing a lot more people stream on YouTube. It has been more incentivized. It's probably because of the pandemic. Okay, I didn't see it a lot post-pandemic. I mean, pre-pandemic.
If I had to go back in my mind, like, who streamed on YouTube, the only one I could think of immediately was Critical. He streamed on YouTube, like, when Fortnite was still was really, really popular. And he was very adamant against Twitch for a while, but then he got signed on by a contract. He's like, all right, we could, you know, bring you on Twitch right now, even though he's like, I still have problems with your site and I'll be open about it. Like, but he still like says like, all right, I'm going to just stream on YouTube because this new platform is doing good. But then he got brought over on Twitch, and like now Ninja's back on Twitch. And then think about it.
It's gone full circle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that's the thing, man. I think you should prioritize building your own brand. So if you go on any site afterwards, people will follow you no matter what.
Be hard because I'm literally having different brands.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
One is like actual like professional like gaming tournament. One is just me, the individual, just on YouTube, making gaming content, or mostly on Twitch, streaming whatever the hell I want, hanging out with the chat. And then the third is my band, in which I'm in charge of, but like it's like a group, and like I post that stuff on YouTube, and probably also stream on YouTube just for that channel alone. So it's hard to build what like a image of myself if I'm scattered across like three or more projects that are kind of different from each other.
Yeah, you're definitely spreading yourself thin. But you know, man, if you're into that sort of thing and you could just, you know, work with all that in mind, it's possible.
That's what I'm gonna do I'm starting streaming now because that's the only thing I can start realistically.
Right.
Better to start next year.
Oh, sorry, what was that? You cut off in the last second.
Like between those three, like I can only start streaming right now because the other two requires me to go out.
Right. So yeah, just focus on one thing, build your brand there, and then just be like, hey guys, I'm also doing this now, and I'm also doing that now. And, you know, like that's one of
the challenge will come is when I'm doing all three at the same time and I have to manage my time between all three.
Yeah. To me, like my thing is that what I like about the sort of thing is that you could just do what you want and you always have something else different to do. Like, you know, working from 9 to 5, you're doing the same fucking thing over and over and over and over. And that could just get droning after a while, man. I mean, I like to do something different every day. Like, just wake up there and be like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I got this to do. Or I have things of my own matter I could take care of.
I don't mind working from 9 to 5. But it's just so much of like what I do afterwards.
Gotcha. No, I get you. But yeah, so that's cool. So you're gonna go ahead and start your channels. You're gonna do Optimal SD, where you're just gonna do gaming stuff, like just Smash or just other stuff as well.
Oh, just gaming in general.
Gaming in general, and so you're gonna make another channel for your anime because you want to separate the two things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you already have the second channel up, or are you still?
No, I'm working on a video right now. Once I'm done, I'm gonna. Like actually make the channel, make the name, and upload it. I'm not done with it yet with the video, but I'll do all that as soon as I'm done with the editing.
Okay, all right. So you want to be like, hey, new channel, new video, bam, everyone. Hey, I'm Andres from Optimal SD. Did you know I also have a second channel where I talk about weeb shit over here? Also, you want to check out my band play? Here's my band's channel. So I guess that could work.
It's not as simple as that because. I don't have I only have like 30 subscribers in my Optimal SD channel. The only people that will really see are the people from my social media, which are mostly people I know in real life.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like the point though, right? Isn't that what you're trying to do? You're trying to spread out your audience and be like, hey, I do this. I also do this. And this is my main channel.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like not now. I mean, like in the future, you know, I'm thinking long term here. That's what I'm saying.
No, but like just shouting it out on my channel doesn't do much because my other channel doesn't have much to begin with.
For now.
I don't know. Like for now, no, but even when I make the channel, it's still not gonna have that many people to begin with. It's gonna be the same.
Yeah, but I mean that's the point. Like, yes, when you're starting a channel now, it's gonna be slow, but eventually it will grow, right? Isn't that the main point?
Oh, no, I'm talking about like shouting it out on an existing channel.
Yeah, but once you're big, but maybe when your channel gets big enough and people be like, hey, I like this fella. Oh, he also does anime reviews. Click, go to the other video, go to the other channel.
I think what will be more effective is just streaming. We'll be doing that.
That too. I mean, again, that's fine. I'm just letting you know, like, you know, merchandising. Have you not seen Spaceballs? You got to advertise yourself.
And also, streaming will be much better because when I stream, it's going to be both. It's gonna be both my channels, like both my anime and my gaming channel. Because when I'm streaming, not my audience. I'm talking about me personally. When I'm streaming, I do whatever I want. And then that means I'm gonna do whatever when I do whatever I want. I mean, I can make stuff for both channels simultaneously.
Oh yeah. I mean,
so that means more. I'm probably gonna prioritize more streaming because like streaming is two in one.
Right. It's more like, how would I describe it? Like, a focal point, you would say, like bringing the two communities into one.
It's not bringing two communities in one. Is okay. Like, I can do a section in which I'm playing a game, and I'm like, okay, I play a game, and then like, oh, maybe I can like get an editor, bits and chunks of that, and then make an edited video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Then, like, in that same day, I can just be watching an anime or just be talking about a certain topic, and then I can just have an editor take that
clip and put it on your other channel. That's a good idea. Yeah, like podcast channels. Like,
that's why I'm saying streaming would be more of a focus. It's because I can do both of them at the same time.
Kill two birds with one stone. You could like be like, hey, funny stream highlight moment. Click clip, put it on the YouTube channel. Yeah, that could definitely work. There's plenty of channels that do that. Max does that. PKA does it when they do their podcast, when they want to just be like, hey, this little 10-minute segment of our podcast and talks about this one story or talks about this one topic, let's just put that in the clips channel, which I kind of like. That's why I kind of like with Joe Rogan. He does the same thing, because I know plenty of people that just can't get into listening podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, especially when I'm at work or when I am working or when I'm just like want to like think of fun topics to talk about.
Those bigger podcasts or streaming channels, they have like all the incentives to upload clips on YouTube,
because on a separate channel, like, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm on YouTube, because like if they upload clips on YouTube, that gets some traction, and then the money they get from those YouTube channels, like any ad revenue, that goes back to their editors. So
yeah.
literally, they're not. If you get big to a certain point, your YouTube videos will be making enough amount to be paying your editors. So your YouTube videos will be literally paying your editors. You don't have to spend your own personal money on an editor.
Right. No, that's true. Yeah, that's definitely true, man. I mean, like with those bigger productions and stuff like that, it kind of incentivizes people to be like, hey, let me do this real quick. I mean, again, there's plenty of streamers out there that record while they stream, and then they'll, you know, like Maximilian, he'll like play Street Fighter 30th anniversary, and then he'll be like, oh, hey, this is a funny video idea. Click. All right, hey guys, it's Max. Let's talk about my history with Street Fighter, and that was like a 10-minute video, and he put it, and I found that entertaining. So yeah, you could definitely do that. I would do that, absolutely. A lot of people have been telling me that. My friend Kiba kept telling me that, like, hey, like, you have a YouTube channel. Like, yeah, but I haven't put anything up there. He's like, well, just put funny moments on your stream. I'm like, you know what, that's a good idea. I'm gonna do that.
I think streaming has just become the go-to way of making content right now, because that's what I'm gonna do, because Both of my streaming channels are just gonna feed content. So my personal stream is gonna feed two channels. My stream for my gaming tournament is gonna feed content to my gaming channel.
Okay. Or hell, you can even make your own. Or hell, you can even make another channel just for your tournament organization.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
That might be even better.
Not only that. Okay, I can make YouTube videos off of the stream of my gaming channel into the channel that's based off that organization. I can also advertise that in my game, my privatized gaming channel, you know, off the OSD.
Mm-hmm.
Two birds of one stone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just got to think like, okay, what am I doing? Can I do with it? You know, can I put
that's
this
why,
on?
That's why I'm prioritizing streaming. Now the only project that I'm doing that's not connected to everything else is probably my cover band. Cover band is just by itself.
Right.
That also works too, because I play a concert and then I take clips of that and then put it on YouTube channel that's based off that band. I can also advertise that anime channel since it's related to that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You could, again, man, that's a good thing. I like that you're thinking like that. You're thinking like, okay, what, you know, that's a good mindset, because that's why I'm tired of hearing people saying like, I want to do X thing. I'm like, okay, tell me the roadmap. Let me know what's the path you're taking, so I could be like, okay, look, this idea sounds dope, but what about we do this? Because I, you know, if you just told me, hey, I want to be a successful streamer. Okay. How are you going to do that? Show me the way. Yeah. What's your business plan? What's your roadmap?
I've been thinking about that for a while now, but now, like what I just told you, I thought of the idea. Oh, everything that I'm doing, they can connect to each other in some way.
Exactly. That exactly was my point when I said don't only focus on streaming. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be like, all right, guys, hey, thank you for the stream. Thank you, guys. Shout out to big boy Billy over there giving me for the 20. Dubs, man. Yeah, double, dub dubs. It's like, whippity wham. All right, out, guys, and then you're done. Like, no, just be like, okay, cool. I could go back, look at the stream, and be like, oh, okay, this is a funny moment. We could clip that, edit together, put it on your YouTube channel. That's what I meant. Because there's plenty of YouTubers, unfortunately, that either had a downfall, didn't succeed, or they kind of just gave up and said, you know what, fuck YouTube, I'm just only going to stream, do it like 9 to 5, and then go home and sleep. And I'm like, dude, like, you're an online entertainer, you have so many avenues of making revenue and growing your audience, you just have to put the effort.
It's also all about the adaptation. Like, the whole internet is your tool.
Yeah,
some people are not, like, they don't know how to use it.
That's a good way. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I say that, like, if you're complaining, if you're just like, oh, I only have one source of revenue, I'm only dependent on Twitch or this and that, I'm just like, well, dude, like, figure out, like, promote to a company, say, hey, I have X audience here, you know, this demographic might be interested to you, would you like to sponsor me, I'll take up offers and things like that. You know, you just have to be like, looking at the internet as like a world of opportunities. You can't just be like, okay, clock in, clock out, all right, I'm done. Like, no, like, that's the main, if you want to do that, just work at a 9-to-5 job and then you're set. So that's what exactly I was trying to, like, get to you. It was like, yeah, stream, but put your streams on YouTube or put your streams on other things as well to, you know, branch out a bit.
Well, it's not only that, like, you just sometimes doing the same thing over and over again. Sometimes, like, you'll be stagnant. You can't grow.
Oh, yeah, so you'll get burnout, yeah.
Well, no, not burnout mentally, but, like, just you just won't be...
Like, the audience will just not get into it anymore.
Or you won't be growing, so you have
to come up with new ideas. Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Like, find something else. If you're tired of a game, if the game is not growing, find something else. Be like, hey, chat, what do you want me to stream? Do you want me to play Apex again? Do you want me to try out Warzone? Let's try a VR game. Like, try being, you know, that's why I like variety streamers so much, is that maybe you don't like to stream because they're playing next game. Dope. Come back another time. They'll play something else you might be interested in.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I'm giving this a lot of thought, and I think I have a solid plan going into it.
Good. And I want you to write down those plans. Like, write down those ideas. I do that too. I have a laundry list of things I want to do, a laundry list of videos I would like to do.
Even better than that. And I'm not writing down my ideas. I'm fucking throwing my money at it. Like, I already, like...
Exactly. You're investing on yourself.
I spent $1,200 on a computer. I spent $1,300 on equipment for my gaming tournament. I spent
two Buffalo nickels and a dime on my servers. Gang shit, dude.
How would I say right now? About $800 on music equipment for the band.
Man, that flex, though.
So it's like, yeah, I'm spending all this money. So it's not a matter of me writing it down or not. If I don't do it, I'm wasting my money.
Yeah, you're basically down the shitter at that point. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
In debt, but I'm like, if I'm wasting my money, that means
it's a waste of fucking money.
That also means I wasted a lot of time just getting that money just to waste that.
Exactly. No, it absolutely. Like, that's the thing, though. It could be a fun hobby you can make a profit out of, but, you know, because I'll be honest, though, man. Like, I had all this equipment. I want to say, this microphone, this mic arm is different, but the capture card is fairly new. But fairly, I was ready to do YouTube and Twitch for, like, years ago, but I just never got around to doing it. I already spent the money a long time ago, but then I'm like, you know what, man, enough's enough. I can't just spend the money and then be like, all right, I x amount of dollars I expect come. Like, no, you have to grow, you have to earn that, you know, earn that viewership, earn the sponsorships, earn the income you want, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to think of this long term, in which these are obviously things I want to do for fun, but at the same time, like, if I can make money out of them or at least come out even, I'm fine. Like, yeah. For example, the gaming tournaments, I want that to be profitable. I want that to become like a company, an organization.
Yeah,
with my cover band, I'm successful to the point where I either don't have to spend that much money at all on it, or I just come out even, where, like, I make enough money pay for all the expenses, but still do it. Then to me, that's my goal. That's my I consider that successful.
Exactly, and that's a great thing. I'm very happy to hear about that. I'm definitely looking forward to everything you're doing. You know, today, for anybody listening, we're actually going to build this computer today. So I'm excited. Like, literally, once we're done with this podcast, we're going to go swing on by, you know, get Andres's PC up and running. So I'm going to be basically helping you. And, you know, man, you and me, I mean, I'm always here to help you, man. I wish you for the best. So let's go ahead and wrap up right now. Thank you so much, Andres, for being here. How could people reach you? Do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Twitch up and running? I know you say you have a couple you say you want to set up the channels later. I could put that up on the description bar later. But how could people reach you, man? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of my audience want to know, where can they reach you? So what's your socials, man?
Well, I don't have a Twitter, but I consider that a good thing.
Yeah.
Right now, the only YouTube channel I have up right now is Ultimo SD, and that's the gaming channel. But I'm not really uploading anything. But if you want to subscribe to it, just to like, I will make content for that soon. But right now, I'm not making any content at the moment. But
it's a good way to follow you for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Optimal SD, that's your YouTube channel. You don't have your Twitch channel up, right?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, no problem. We'll retroactively update this later. If anybody wants to listen to this to months down the line, if they want to be nostalgic and listen to us babble on the microphone, then yeah. Okay. So Optimal SD is your.
When I do make the Twitch, it will be called Godlike Trash, just like okay.
Well, hopefully it's available. It happens. That's why my Twitch name isn't like just Pepper. It's Pepper Stream Boy. But thankfully, like, I keep everything for the most part under the Pepper branding.
Okay. I understand.
But yeah, so all right, man. Optimal SD, that's your YouTube channel. Andres, Godlike Trash, thank you so much, man. I know I'm going to see you within an hour to go build your computer, man. But thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our next our episode of the Pepper Podcast. Sorry for the time constraints and whatnot. Hopefully we'll get this taken care of for next month. I'm going to go ahead and try to get my next guest for next month early, so we don't have to wait for an extra week. Thank you so much. Again, you can listen to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Make sure you can follow me on my Twitter and my Twitch. It'll be down in the description. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you again, Andres. And have a good one, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.